Meet Ted Crisp. Ted runs the research and development team for a company called Viridian Dynamics. Viridian makes everything from light bulbs to breakfast meats.
Industrial products, biomedical, cryogenics, defense technology.
We want to weaponize a pumpkin.
That's Veronica Palmer. She's Ted's boss, and she's all business, no heart.
We need a mouse that can withstand temperatures up to 195 degrees.
We can do that. Computer mouse or a live mouse?
I'll get back to you.
Ted and Veronica are characters in the ABC comedy series Better Off Ted. The second season begins Tuesday. Victor Fresco created the series, and Portia de Rossi plays the cold, efficient Veronica. Victor's in California and Portia's in New York. Welcome to the both of you.
Thank you, Guy.
It's nice to
Thanks
be here.
Thanks for having us.
Victor Fresco, I want to begin with you. Viridian Dynamics is sort of the ultimate corporate hybrid, a kind of a defense research lab meets agribusiness giant. How did you come up with the idea to write a sitcom based on that?
There's a few things I have been interested in over the years. And one is, and I think this is from being a new parent, the sort of disconnect between our personal and public lives that we can most of us teach our kids to be moral, to know right and wrong. And yet when we go into the workplace and we work for giant corporations, we see decisions made that are not based on any of those qualities that we want our kids to have.
And Ted, we should point out the main character is a single father and his daughter is sort of like his moral compass.
Right. In the pilot episode, which aired last season, Ted is tasked by Veronica. They want to cryonically freeze one of their employees.
Right.
They think that's ready for testing.
And they think this is normal. The company thinks it's perfectly normal to freeze one of their employees for a year.
Yes. It's only when his daughter, he goes home and talks to his daughter, who points out that this is insane, that he realizes that maybe this isn't the correct path that he's on.
Portia de Rossi, I want to ask you about the character you play. She is this all-business corporate executive. She's kind of like a supercharged version, in a sense, of the character you played on Ally McBeal, Nell Porter. Isn't she a little bit like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a similarity. And in fact, when Victor and I met for the first time for the project, I kind of assumed that he had written this character for me. But then I found out that he didn't know who the hell I was. So I had to convince him that I understood this kind of woman who just leaves her morals and her compassion at the door when she checks in every day.
Lem mentioned that there's something weird going on with the motion sensors in the lab.
Oh, yeah. It works by detecting light reflected off the skin. Although there is a problem. It doesn't seem to see black people. Weird, huh?
That's more than weird, Veronica. That's basically, well, racist.
The company's position is that it's actually the opposite of racist because it's not targeting black people. It's just ignoring them. They insist the worst people can call it is indifferent.
And there's always sort of a glitch in what Viridian's research department comes up with. It's your character's job, Veronica's job, to kind of spin the whole thing to the company's advantage.
I think she just doesn't really feel like ethics play a part in the workplace. She just sees it as the company succeeding or the company failing, and she'll do everything in her power to make sure both she and the company succeed.
Well, they know it has to be fixed, right?
Of course they do, and they're working on it. In the meantime, they'd like to remind everyone to celebrate the fact that it does see Hispanics, Asians, Pacific Islanders, and Jews.
She just really wants to do what the company's bidding. That's easy to parody because when that runs amok, people start doing all kinds of crazy things in order to spin and to put, you know, a positive look at what they're doing.
Victor Fresco, I'm curious about a feature that you have on the show. Many times before a commercial break, there's a fake commercial for Viridian Dynamics, and I want to play one of them.
Viridian Dynamics. We're the future of food. Tomatoes, the size of this baby. Lemon-flavored fish. Organic vegetables, chock full of antidepressants.
I have to say, when I first saw this commercial break, it threw me a bit. It took me a second to realize that it was actually fake.
There's things in there, as I listen to it, of vegetables chock full of antidepressants. Well, that obviously isn't happening yet, I'm hoping. So that there are tip-offs that tell us it's fake. But I think it's actually becoming more difficult to parody corporate culture. Anything you can imagine that happens at these high levels has probably happened.
So what are some of the products that Viridian will be working on this forthcoming season?
Well, you know, a big part of the show, I mean, there's products, but a big part of the show is just the corporate kind of culture. And so I'll give you an example of what episode we did is a memo comes out, and everybody there religiously follows memos. A memo comes out that says employees must now use offensive and insulting language in the workplace. It's a typo. It should say employees must not use offensive and insulting. And Ted tries to get to the bottom of it, but he can't get through the bureaucracy. And so now people just start insulting and abusing each other, thinking this is a new culture
there. That was a fun episode to shoot, let me tell you.
Better Off Ted returns for its second season on ABC this Tuesday. Series creator Victor Fresco joined me from our California studios, and co-star Portia de Rossi was with me from our New York studios. Thank you both.
Thank you,
Guy. It was terrific.
This part of All Things Considered has been brought to you by Viridian Dynamics, fighting for the rights of giant companies like us over people like you. Viridian Dynamics. We're big. You're small. We win.